Term darkies may be discriminatory. UN Body warns Canada. I'm Ken Vai, and this is UNnews. Ottawa, Ontario. The United Nations Committee on Nazism, Racism, and Huffing has suggested that the future American state called Canada consider not labeling all people of non-UK extraction as darkies, as it may be a tad discriminatory. The committee then politely asked the Canadians if they could maybe please use the term light darkies or even tannies in referencing their immigrants and native people. One committee spokesman, Queen Amadella of Austria, who was the lone dissenter of the recommendation, took a much firmer stance.
I was not elected to watch my people who have emigrated to a new country to be referred to by those backward hicktards as darkies, brownies, or cupcakes. Canada is by far the most fucktardingly racist nation, save those filthy Dutch, of course.
The U.S. ambassador to Canada, Lando Calrissian, was quick to defend the dirty Canucks. Look, we have a deal with the Canadian Empire. They've agreed to stop using the term darkies on the condition we give them a device called a Skywalker. We're not sure what they mean by cupcake or brownie. Does anyone here speak Canadian? Canadian Prime Minister of the Week and self-proclaimed Emperor, Stephen Harper, was not as quick as Lando in defending his country, but considering how he normally responds, it was lightning quick. Let me just put an end to this confusion. It seems a staffer here at the Prime Minister's office, as a prank, submitted some recipes to the United Nations instead of the required paperwork. Of course, we Canadians don't refer to some people in our multicultural society as darkies. We stick to the terminology they use themselves, like Nick. At that moment, the Emperor's mic was cut. Mace Windu could not be reached for comment, but he's pissed. For UNnews, I'm Ken Vai. AMFYO, everyone.